Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is a remote edition of Soundcheck, our series of live performances and interviews. I'm John Schaefer. Normally, I start each of these podcasts with a track from our guest artist's new record. But this song is from an album that's 11 years old. The band is Elizabeth and the Catapult, and way back when, we commissioned the band, and specifically their songwriter, Elizabeth Zeman, to write something for our annual New Sounds Live concert series at Merkin Hall here in New York. What Elizabeth came up with was a magnificent collection of songs inspired by the poetry of Leonard Cohen, among other things, called The Other Side of Zero. And after premiering it on our concert series, the band made this recording of it. Now, Elizabeth and the Catapult are about to release their newest album. It's called Sincerely E. And as that title might indicate, it's a lot of Elizabeth and somewhat less of the Catapult. But the album, made during the pandemic, contains some of her most effective and affecting songwriting. Elizabeth is going to play first for us, at her home piano, a song called Together Alone.
When did it happen? I still can't recall it. Life wasn't enough until after I typed it. Tell me a secret, I still won't believe it. Till after you shot it, till you make it public. And you said, Elizabeth, I am just forming in. Quite literally, I lost that poetry. Texting without feeling, a song without meaning, a dog without a bone. We're talking without speaking, together alone, together. My brain is connected to my hand, is connected to my phone. One more photo of a wedding, our picture perfect home. Lying in bed, late in the evening, you're never alone, even when you are sleeping. Oh, my brain is connected to my hand, is connected to my phone. Dream. I heard the sound of a bluebird singing a song. Closed my eyes when I woke, he was already gone. Flesh and blood when I look at the sun. Not just a fact, but a figure to become. Closed my eyes, all the people were singing. I once wrote a song to the sound of your heartbeat. Da-dum. Remember the feeling, dum, da, dum, dum, da, dum, dum, of a true heartbeat. Do you ever think that you're too young to be complaining about your memory? Oh, I've often wondered, do you ever think that you're too young to be forgetting where to go? Oh, I've often wondered, does your potential make you feel bitter? Throw your computer in the Hudson River. Oh, my brain is connected to my hand, it's connected to my phone. 'Cause no one stops anymore. Always ready for that next big thing. No one rests anymore. Always searching for that new beginning. So worried about what could be missing, that we miss out on the life we're living. And the kiss you're about to give me now. And the kiss. kiss you're about to give me. Now, 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 now. I fell in love with a boy on the screen. He looks so real in my digital dream. I heard the sound of a bluebird singing a song. Closed my eyes when I woke, he was already gone. Flesh and blood when I look at the sun. Not just a fact, but a figure to become. Close my eyes while the people were singing. I once wrote a song to the sound of your heartbeat. La da 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 da. The sound of your heartbeat. La da 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 da. The sound of your heartbeat. Too little bored to speak. Too tired to stay home. Too apathetic. To be bold, I think I'm just falling in, and I don't even know it. Let's all yawn in unison together.
That's a live performance by Elizabeth Zeman, the animating force behind the band Elizabeth and the Catapults over these many years. And Together Alone is from her brand new album called Sincerely E. Elizabeth, it's great to see you again.
Always great to see you. Thank you so much for having me.
So Sincerely E comes out tomorrow, March 5th. It reminds me a little bit of the song cycle that you wrote for us. The Other Side of Zero, in that it seems to be a genuine song cycle as opposed to a collection of just what you've
randoms.
Been up to.
For,
yeah.
Yes. Well, it was written this year. It was written about this year. And for the first 5 months of the pandemic, I couldn't write at all. I was in a complete state of shock, a complete writer's block. And then in the summer, there were a couple months where the numbers were kind of low for a while. And I had this period, this like glimmer of hope period where I could kind of breathe again. I started writing again. And four songs kind of wrote themselves, one of which was Together Alone. But they all were about the different ways that I was coping with loneliness and the different forms that loneliness were taking, whether that was spending too much time on your screen and so feeling very isolated and anxious, or, you know, feeling alone within a relationship, or just like I was, where all my roommates had moved out, and just feeling very, very isolated and trying to reevaluate how I was going to communicate with my loved ones.
Yeah. Now, before we get too far from the specific song, Together Alone,
yeah.
I mean, to me, that song is kind of the beating heart of this album, in that it can be taken on a couple of levels. On the one hand, it seems to be a breakup song masquerading as something else. On the other hand, it's full of imagery that everybody living through this pandemic year can get behind. You know, the idea that your phone has become a literal extension of your body.
Yes. And that was the dream. That was the reoccurring dream that I was having, that I had phones for hands, which is the first line of that song. And it was frightening, but, you know, there's the, I made a video for this tune, which really shows the good, the bad, the entertaining, the foolish, all the different aspects of our relationships with our phones right now. And there's the overstimulation and the chaos of just being inundated every day. And then there's also the idea that it's a miracle that I can talk to my mother every day. Yeah. And that I'm maybe closer with her than I've ever been through this period. And that I can stream live to my fans and have this very personal, intimate relationship with them, have them ask me questions while I'm playing that I would never be able to do on stage. And, but that at the end of the day, when I turn my video off, when my live stream is over, what I would usually do after a show would be hang out with my friends, hang out with my band at the bar, really like hang out. Right. And I feel this immediate juxtaposition of the emptiness after I get off of my live streams. And then I feel this compulsiveness to just always want to be doing more, always want to be reaching out more. And I don't even look at how many hours a day I spend on my phone right now. I can't even look.
So is it kind of as I say, it has sort of the tenor of a breakup song. And I'm wondering, are you breaking up with your phone in this song?
That's beautiful, John. This is what I love about making an album, is that you can figure out the true meaning of your own songs by talking to John Schaefer. Yes, in some ways, it's about, you know, reckoning with the unhealthy aspects of, you know, the same feelings, now that I'm thinking about it. I was actually going through feelings of, you know, I was a post-breakup at the beginning of the pandemic. And so those feelings were exaggerated by the isolation. But, you know, the same feelings that you have of anxiety and self-comparison and insecurity and jealousy from, you know, scrolling through Instagram or Facebook all day, or even all of, you know, the ads that we're being inundated with. I do think that that's similar to like what you have to go through in a breakup.
Yeah. Yeah.
With a human. So yes, maybe it's all of those things. And yes.
Another of the songs on the record that exists on multiple levels is the one that we're going to hear you, five of you, doing next. And that is Pop the Placebo. I'm not sure how you manage this, but guitar, two clarinets, the melodica, singing. How did you sync all this stuff up? And where were you when you did it?
I was on the exact couch that I'm on right now.
Okay.
And I I think it was Jacob Collier has all of these self-cloning videos that he made pretty famous.
Yes.
And so I just
English
kind of...
English singer, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I said, okay, whatever that guy's doing to clone himself so beautifully, I need to get on that train. So I posted something on Facebook about it, and someone said, try this. It's called Acapella. Try this app and you'll just record yourself and then play the next instrument. And I will say, just as a disclaimer before it starts, that I hadn't played clarinet since I was in fourth grade, and I'm borrowing a clarinet. And I don't really play, which is why I'm kind of snickering throughout the video whenever I play. And I'll leave you with that.
All right. Well, it is a kind of fun musical jaunt through the medical industry. And again, not a bad metaphor for a relationship that has maybe some issues that need to be resolved. So that's Pop the Placebo from Elizabeth and the Catapult. You'll find it on the new record out tomorrow called Sincerely E. We'll get five Elizabeth Zemans playing there. And then Elizabeth, just you at the piano with the birds and the bees, which is pretty explicit in its lyrics about being a pandemic song. You said this is one of those that just kind of felt like it wrote itself, right?
Yes. It was like my public service announcement to myself to just stay indoors, wear a mask. These are all the conversations I've been having around the fears of COVID, and let's just stay inside.
All right.
Pretty explicit.
Two more live performances of songs from the new record, Sincerely E, by Elizabeth and the Catapult.
Care if he's placebo, if you open up your mind, really let the blood flow. She talks in crystals while he's sitting down to give you unsolicited advice, tarot cards and rainbows. And Muffin Wheeler, he's been talking to the healer ever since his wife left home. Soul says he knows more than I'll ever know. cure and I'll come running. I don't care how you can that part and say the words with love conviction. He'd rather work on patients who believe they will survive, grateful for all they got. And just to say the perfect medicine won't save you if you're confident you'll die if you made your mind up. Cause I was taking sugar pills and I didn't even know it till the doctor finally told me. He said I had to prove you didn't need those drugs at all. And someday soon you'll thank me. Yeah, you'll thank me for love. Cause I don't care how to get there, darling. The name, the cure, and I'll come running. I don't care how to get there, darling. Say the words with enough conviction. In California, I hope my family's okay. Looks like those beaches are as full as ever, just another perfect summer day. An old boyfriend called from Arizona, said he was sick but no complaints. Asked if I could sing a song right over the phone. So I sang in Purple Rain, and he coughed and sang along. Lately there's an old man smoking on my doorstep when I leave my house for work most days. Says, don't judge me for smoking, honey. Oh, am I hurting now? This air's gonna kill us anyway. This air's gonna kill us. This air's gonna kill us all. So tell your mother that you love her, and tell your boyfriend you wish him well. Cause the birds and the bees, they will come to agree that no one's gonna save them now. And tell your best friend not to visit, there's no use in going out. Cause the birds and the bees, they will come to agree that no one's gonna save them. No one's gonna save them. No one's gonna save us now. Standing at the corner deli, a girl asked me out, but I declined. Yet underneath my mask, I smile as big as ever. Oh, she knows that I was flattered by the creases in my eyes. Reminds me of a song I'd written but forgotten. The chorus goes, we're all together but alone. And sometimes a nod is all that I can manage before returning to the lighthouse of my phosphorescent phone. We are beloved, stranded here in space. We are beloved. I could have said it to her face. Alone together, and together we're alone. Oh, we are alone. Tell your mother that you love her, and tell your boyfriend you wish him well. Cause the birds and the bees, they will come to agree that no one's gonna save them now. tell your best friend not to visit. There's no use in going out, 'cause the birds and the bees, they will come to agree. And no one's gonna save them, no one's gonna save them, no one's gonna save us now.
Two more live performances by Elizabeth Zeman, who, once again, is the artist behind the band Elizabeth and the Catapult. The new record called Sincerely E comes out tomorrow. You just heard her performance of two tracks, The Birds and the Bees, is just Elizabeth at the piano. Before that, Pop the Placebo, much more ambitious, going back to your childhood instrument, the clarinet, the melodica, the guitar. The Birds and the Bees, it's a beautiful song, and as with virtually all of this record, there's a lot in the lyrics to for listeners to kind of parse and unpack. The reference to Purple Rain, for example.
This was all based on real experiences. Every verse is another relationship that I'm trying to unpack or reevaluate because of the times. It's talking about my family in Los Angeles, an ex who had COVID, who I just happened to be singing that song to him over the phone. That's a true story. That was one of his faves. I was asked out in a deli, and we're both wearing masks. Uh-huh. And I was trying to just express some of the subtleties of what goes into that kind of exchange. And I realized that I only had the corners of my eyes to express myself with, and the crinkles of my eyes, so to speak. And I think this one really was just, I was compiling these stories and saying, how does our life, when the pandemic was first hit us, how is our life going to change? How does our language change? How does the way we self-identify change? There's just, it's a song, it's just a big question mark, that song, yeah, for me, of where we were.
Is that one of the first ones you wrote? I mean,
yes.
I guess the chronology here, the reason I'm asking is, you know, this song includes the phrase Alone Together.
Yes.
And then, of course, there's the song Together Alone. So,
yes,
you know, that kind of echoing effect.
Yes. I made sure the Birds and the Bees was first, so it was referencing Together Alone afterwards. But they were absolutely, I was working on them and recording them on that weekend, August 8th. I have it on record because I went on to social media and I said, my gosh, something magical has happened, and I actually just recorded four songs. Oh. And so, yeah, they all kind of came out together. And I knew with that phrase together, those two words together alone, that was really going to be the North Star of the album, that was what was going to group everything together.
How different, if at all, are the versions that we hear on the record from the ones that you recorded that week in August?
Well, for the solo piano tunes, I was really pretty adamant, because I had some conversations afterwards about how I was recording them, and I felt like it was really important to me to keep them live, as live takes, and because, you know, I recorded this whole album alone in my house,
right?
And this was my first self-produced effort completely, and I think that I was really inspired by Fiona Apple's Fetch the Bolt Cutters.
Great record.
And great record. Also, Joanna Sternberg. That record blew my mind. But how raw, kind of unapologetically rough around the edges those records are, and they sound like they're made in a home.
Right.
And so I wanted that. I wanted to make sure that those where the songs where I sat down and just played the piano and sang, those are of a moment. Those were of a time. Those were inspired by a very specific weekend. And I wanted that just to be what it was. And then a song like Pop the Placebo, which is a lot more layered. I had my friend Katie Jacoby email me the string parts, and my friend Adam Minkoff is playing bass. I have my friend Joanna Schubert singing background vocals. That one, I still am playing like found sound, like I'm mm-hmm. playing the percussion of this album is like, you know, water bottles and like me playing my piano bench and like snapping and clapping. But I think that that one was much more like stylized, cinematic, mm-hmm. and was supposed to sound like a studio recording.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that with all due respect to your piano, it's pretty clearly not, you know, a Steinway Grand out on stage at Carnegie Hall, you know?
Well, you've been there quite a lot.
and you know,
you've been at Carnegie Hall more than I have.
But see, that is, as you were saying, that is part of the charm of this
recording.
But
it is Rob Moose's piano, just so you know.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, he lent it to me a long time ago, and it's still here.
Okay. Rob, for those who don't know, is a string arranger extraordinaire with many, many people, also a member of the band Y Music. So how, given the restrictions of where and how you could record, and the number of friends who you could safely have come in to add to this, how malleable is the Catapult as a lineup these days?
Well, I would say that, yes, Pop the Placebo is a little bit more complex, but in general, it was important to me that these arrangements were sparse enough that the lyrics could really take center stage.
Yeah.
So I did pretty much the same thing with all of the produced tracks on this record, which is a different approach than my other records, where I said, there's not going to be anything that's machine-based. This is all going to be, I want this as human as possible. I'm going to set up a mono mic on everything. I'm going to set up a mono mic, sing live with one instrument, and then I'm going to set up a mic at in front of my amp for the Mellotron, for the Rhodes, for some guitars, and that's all we're dealing with. And if I need extra percussive stuff, I can mm-hmm. I can slap, I can play some spoons. And then Adam Minkoff, pretty much throughout the record, plays upright bass whenever you hear upright bass. But I wanted it to feel of my home, which is a different thing than if I sent off and I said for every track, let's just have everyone email me tracks from wherever you are. And so it sounds like a place. It sounds like a location, and that right. was important to me.
Well, just as you were describing, a lot of the lyrics seem to have been like ripped from the pages of your diary, if you were in fact keeping a diary during this time.
Yeah.
The music,
tried to.
Yeah, the these songs seem to yeah. also be kind of snapshots, you know, of, mm-hmm. as you say, a place and a time. And there's one more that you're going to do for us. And again, getting back to kind of a sparser texture here with a song called The Muse. And let's hear it. Elizabeth and the Catapult from the album Sincerely E, the song called The Muse.
You woke me while you were sleeping, when I heard you talking out loud. I heard just what you were thinking, better than you knew it yourself. Said you were playing the muse, babe, and now it's time to move on. Was it all just a ruse, babe? Just to get your name in a song, everyone's singing, someone's singing, everybody's singing along. And you only called me to break my heart, just to write your name in a song. And everyone's singing, someone's singing, everybody's singing along. Was it all worth it? Nobody knows. just to have your name in a song. So you wanna be famous, a name that's ringing some bells, huh? Wanna get with an artist, make a kiss before you kiss and run, run. You perfected your smile, babe, making love with a turn in the sun. Was it worth all the guile, babe? Just look at all the damage, look at all the damage you've done. Everyone's saying, someone's saying, everybody's singing along. You only call me to break my heart, so I could write your name in a song. La, 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 la. Oh, everybody's singing along, everyone's singing.
That's called The Muse. It's another live performance from Elizabeth and the Catapult. That's Elizabeth Zeman playing the keyboard and singing, and there's like a backing percussive track on that
yes.
song.
Yes, Dan Malad, who is usually my co-producer for every album I've been on, and you know from Lucius and from just
right.
all these years, he mixed this album. So he actually added percussion. I asked him to add percussion to a couple of their tracks, and he didn't. He said no. But he added to this one, and he did such a beautiful job of cleaning up my glorious mess on all of these tunes. Whenever I peaked, whenever there was distortion on a mic that I set up, if something wasn't perfect, he really cleaned the heck out of this album. So I just have to give props to him there.
Uh-huh. And the album called Sincerely E comes out tomorrow, and the cover art, who did that?
I'm so excited about this artist, Wendy Mark. She's known for these monotypes that she does, where she paints on the plexiglass and then presses it down onto the page. And I just had so much, I really mirrored some of my work to showing the process within the recordings. And because there's kind of this element of surprise in the stuff that she does. But we're featuring her poppies, floating heads, her pink clouds, the album cover is The Blue Hill. And I'm just a super fan of her. So I'm so glad that I got to mention her.
All right. Well, so that album comes out tomorrow, and in the normal course of events, you and the band would then head out and tour.
Yes.
Obviously, that's not going to happen. What will happen? Make any plans?
I am going to do the album front to back on my Facebook page, which is, you know, it's actually
wow.
a big undertaking as
yeah.
one person, because I can't clone myself like in the video. But I will do my very best, and that will be March 5th, 8:30 p.m. on my Facebook page.
All right. It's a date. See you there.
Awesome.
Elizabeth, great to see you. Congratulations. Terrific new album, and job well done as always.
Thank you so much, John. Nice to see you.
You absolutely have to check out Elizabeth's videos, especially the one she assembled for us for the song Pop the Placebo. They're all on our website here at newsounds.org and on our YouTube channel. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, our producer Karen Havlick, our video editor David McLean, and I'm John Schaefer.